I took my dog down to South Beach on Fremantle, in Fremantle yesterday, and I was confronted by an interesting sign which was calling for people to sign a petition against a small dog's enclosure to be put in place at the Stevens Reserve, which is not too far from where I live. I take my dog there every day. And I wonder, why do we need a reserve for small dogs? Are the big dogs beating up on the little ones? Are the owners terrified? Is this some kind of canine apartheid that's being enforced in Fremantle? It's very puzzling to me. So there's obviously two sides to this story. And in fact, the whole thing came about because of a petition. And now there's another petition on change.org to get it removed. Anyway, public submissions did end on Friday. So it appears that we are getting this canine apartheid in Fremantle. And I'm joined now by Josh Wilson, who is the acting mayor of Fremantle. Good afternoon, Josh.
Hi, Adam. How are you?
Good. Are the small dogs terrified in Fremantle? They need to be protected from the big ones?
I don't think so. And certainly we're not moving to any kind of dog apartheid. And there are all kinds of dogs and different sort of dog walking opportunities. As you say, South Beach is one of them. Stevens Reserve is another. We've recently moved to some time in the morning at Esplanade Park, actually, as a dog off-leash area. So there's lots of opportunities to walk your dog in a free and mixed environment.
So what is the idea of having this small dog enclosure then, if it's not to keep them away from the other marauding, vicious animals?
Well, as you said in your introduction, it's a case of, at the moment anyway, a public consultation process around two different sides of the story. It did begin with a petition from people who would like the opportunity to have their dogs off leash in a smaller area than is usually provided in open off leash zones, as Stevens Reserve currently is. And I think there are probably two reasons. One has to do with some small or vulnerable dogs, and in some cases, it actually has to do with the dog owner, because older dog owners or people with some physical limitations, being in a really wide open area with a particular kind of dog, might find it hard themselves to keep their dog in calling distance or under control. So I think that's the genesis of it. Where we are with this particular project is having gone through a consultation process where we're assessing the feedback, and there's certainly no decision has been made about a final design or an implementation for the project as
right.
such.
Well, how much will it cost to set up this separate enclave for the small and terrified dogs and their owners?
Well, because the design of the project hasn't been settled, it's impossible to say what it would cost. In the scheme of local government projects, it wouldn't be huge, and at best it would be a relatively small enclosure. But until we go through the process of weighing up all that feedback, it's a bit hard to say.
Yeah. Now, are you going to have someone to remove the little messages that dogs leave on the grass? Because the problem is, when you fence off an area and allow people to have their dogs off, it's more about the social experience for the owners, who then haven't got to worry about watching their dogs. Therefore, pretty quickly, those little malodorous messages tend to pile up pretty quickly in these areas, in my experience.
Well, the expectation would be the same. We'd like to think that there are responsible dog owners everywhere. And that condition, I mean, I live a few hundred metres from Stevens Reserve. I walk my dog there every morning. I don't have any need. My kids don't have any need for enclosure for our dog. We take our chances at Stevens Reserve or at South Beach, as you obviously do, and we do too. It doesn't matter where you go. You need to be responsible for your dog. And I think if there was to be an enclosure of this kind created, like the city of Coburn have recently opened in Jandakot, the expectation of dog owners would be precisely the same. You have to clean up after your dog.
Yeah, the critics would say, if you can't call your dog back, he shouldn't be off the leash. In fact, so you're actually helping to enshrine poor management of dogs by their owners by putting fences up.
Well, there are lots of different arguments about this, and that might be one of them. We haven't settled on the project itself. I think that's important. The other concern that I want to really clearly answer, as someone like you who works their dog at Stevens Reserve, some of the negative feedback around the proposal comes from a fear that this is the thin edge of the wedge, that you start with an enclosure and then you move to saying that you can't have dogs off leash on that reserve as a whole. And I have to take this opportunity to 100% scotch that. that is not any way, shape or form part of this idea, dogs will continue to be able to be exercised off-leash on the whole of Stevens Reserve when sporting events aren't happening there. But back to the point you made, I think there are a range of reasons why some people are interested in separate enclosures, and it's not just about the capacity of the dog owner. It is in some cases about certain dogs that are particularly small or maybe very old and vulnerable and just aren't really able to mix it in the rough and tumble of the dog world.
Well, they should be on leashes then, Josh. They shouldn't need to be off leash, in my view.
Well, you're entitled to view, Adam, and I'm not putting a contrary view, but I guess there are some people who might have a dog that is vulnerable, and it could be because of its size, or it could be because of its age,
yeah,
or some other condition, and they want to be able to let the dog run around freely, which is a different kind of exercise to when you're walking it,
sure,
on the lead. But they feel that they need a slightly smaller and more protected environment. There's clearly the first petition that came to the city, many, many signatures. So from my point of view, as a local government representative, we start with our residents and ratepayers coming to us and saying, we think this is a sort of amenity that would make sense, be valuable to us, and we go through a process.
We
put it out there and we take the feedback and see where we go.
So when do you make the decision?
Well, it'll be sometime in the next month or so. I'm not sure. It'll take a little bit of time to absorb the feedback and look at the different options and what might be reasonable.
Okay, well, thanks for your time, Josh. Appreciate that.
Not at all. Thank you.